I'm joined by Shakib Al-Jabri, who's been monitoring Syrian state TV today. Shakib, can you just bring us up to date? What is state TV saying about this blast?
State TV, Syria News, Syria TV, and Ad-Dunya are saying that an explosion targeted the National Security Building while there was a cabinet meeting with some security officials. They are saying that it was it was a suicide blast. And of course, they're blaming the opposition for it.
They're saying the defense minister has been killed.
Yes, just shortly, they announced that the defense minister died. In fact, the banner right now is saying that the government wishes he rests in peace. Okay, they've had pundits coming on and discussing the explosion, but we're still waiting for the statement. The weird thing in all of this is that the information is coming from state media, who are usually reluctant to report this kind of thing.
And what do you think's gone on? There's some speculation that this is perhaps some kind of targeted assassination to sort of eliminate a potential defector. What's your take on that?
I'm not sure, because they could have done it a lot more quietly. What they did today is create a media circus, and the reports of further deaths, for example, Hafez Makhlouf and God knows who else, they're coming from Al Manar and Al Mayadeen, which are media largely associated with the Assad regime.
So they're reporting that Makhlouf has been hit too?
Yes.
Killed or just injured?
They say Al Manar said that Makhlouf and Asif Shawkat were seriously injured.
So what was this meeting? It sounds like a pretty kind of high level gathering.
It seems this is what Syria TV presented it. They said that it was a security meeting between the cabinet and security officials. They haven't elaborated on who was present, but from the report of the people who were possibly injured, I mean, these are not credible, but the names being circulated are all those of security officials. For example, the two figures from the cabinet that supposedly have been hit, Dawood Rashqa, and state media confirmed that he died. The other figure is, what's the name, Sha'ar, who is the Minister of Interior. That's one of the names being circulated, and the rest aren't ministers at all. I mean, Asif Shawkat isn't a minister.
So are you suspicious of these announcements? What do you think is going on?
To be honest, I'm quite confused. I'm waiting to get more information. The reaction of state media is the biggest question here. Typically, this isn't the kind of thing they announce, because they like to give the impression that all is fine. Their slogan is Suriya Bikhair. And actually, we had some of the pundits come in and say that, repeat that line, Suriya Bikhair, which is a bit funny.
And what's state media's explanation for the attack? There are some claims that it was a bodyguard. What are they saying?
They didn't say bodyguard at all. They said it was a suicide bomber who targeted the building, who exploded himself in the building, and the casualty was Dawood Rashqa. They haven't, state media hasn't elaborated on any other casualties, whether dead or injured. They only mentioned Dawood Rashqa. other media that's viewed as loyal to the Assad regime, such as Hassan bin Jaddo's Al Mayadeen and Hezbollah's Al Manar, they started reporting that they have information that that Asif Shawkat and Hafez Makhlouf were also hit in the. And so I just thought.
What's your best hunch as to who's responsible?
One of two things. It could be an internal elimination, and we're still trying to reach Damascus activists in the region to get more information about the circumstances, the situation, basically the general feeling in the area before the explosion took place. So far, we haven't been able to reach anybody directly in the area, but those in, I mean, nobody is reported a loud explosion, the kind of thing that would happen outside the building and kill somebody inside it.
So that again, that points to some form of, as you put it, internal elimination, trying to kill a potential defector.
Yes,
What's your other theory then?
My theory is that it happened, that it wasn't an internal thing, that it was the FSA or some third party group that have one of those that have snuck into Syria.
Do they have this kind of firepower and that kind of access?
Well, it could be an IED, and from what I've heard so far, I suspect it's an IED. Because suicide bomber, I mean, he'd have to dive into the building and explode himself inside it, which, I mean, you'd ask, how the hell did this guy get into the building?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So it could be possible that with the help of some regime insiders, as you know by now, that there are some people, some security officials who have defected but haven't left their posts. What they do inside is instead is pass along information. So, for example,
just finally, before I'll let you get back to the TV soon and your contacts, but. But finally, how do you think this is going to sort of play out? What is this? You know, is this a big development? What is going to happen?
Yes, it's certainly a big development, and it's being treated by state media as a big development. It's likely to be used as an excuse to escalate the oppression campaign in Damascus. So I expect that by nightfall, there's going to be a massive retaliation against the FSA in Damascus.
Okay, we'll wait and see. Shakib, thank you very much.
As
thanks.
Political implications.